We're joined now by WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. It's going to be a better, warmer day than we've been experiencing all winter, but it's going to be rain.
Absolutely. Well, Alan, yesterday we talked about gun control, and it remains in the headlines following last week's deadly Florida school shooting. President Trump ordered the Justice Department on Tuesday to propose regulations to ban so-called bump stocks, which can convert a semi-automatic gun into an automatic weapon like the one used last year in the massacre of concertgoers in Las Vegas.
The question is, where has he been? What, we had to have yet another crisis? Now, bump stocks weren't used in this crisis. Nevertheless, it's, you know, far too late, and nobody believes anything he says anymore. He says, well, you ought to investigate this. And, you know, there's a new name called gaslighting that's making the rounds right now, which is that you say a lot of stuff, it diffuses everything. There is no question in my mind that when a guy says he's all for DACA, and then as soon as a solution comes up, he's nowhere to be found. In fact, he puts the damp cloth on it. So I don't believe him, and I have no reason to believe him. The Washington Post found that he lied 2,000 times, and that was a little bit back. This is a man who, when he is under tremendous pressure, does something. But it doesn't mean anything is going to happen as a result of what he is saying. It is not pretty. Meanwhile, the people in the Parkland School, the kids are dismayed when they go up to the legislature and they try to get people to install some sensible gun control rules. And all the guys who took the money are saying, hey, money comes first, everybody else walks. It is a lesson in American democracy that comes at way too great a cost.
And Alan, a recent report from NPR says more than twice as many women are running for Congress this year compared to 2016. At latest count, 431 women were running for or were likely to run for the House nationwide, 339 Democrats and 92 Republicans. At this point in 2016, there were fewer than half that. 50 women are running for or likely to run for the Senate compared with 25 at this point 2 years ago.
You know, I am so encouraged by the fact that more women are running. I think it's the best thing that could possibly be said in this society, because I think women are, I don't want to be blasé about this, but I truly think that women have a different sensitivity than men do, and I think it's about time. It's great. I won't be happy till it's at least 50-50, and that's going to be quite a while before that happens.
President Trump suggested on Twitter Tuesday that the previous administration did not do enough to prevent the Kremlin's influence campaign on the 2016 presidential election, and that President Obama was dismissive of the threat.
What a mess. You know, President Obama, one could say, could probably be criticized for not having done enough. You can always criticize everybody, but he was very clear that he would come into the situation when Russia started up and he would be the first guy to invoke Article 5 so that we would send people there. You know, Obama was on target on this. He knew that this was going to be a very difficult haul. He warned the president about it. The president is a guy who can throw gorilla dust on anything and get people to believe that maybe Obama, because he says it enough, didn't do enough. Obama did a lot more than this president did, and for him to say anything else just proves once again he's full of mud.
WAMC's political observer Alan Shartok. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, James.